It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It is officially spring, even if the weather may want to tell us otherwise. We're going to remain optimistic, though, and look forward to sunny and warm days spent outdoors. Here with suggestions for a perfect spring fling is travel contributor Elaine LeBaum, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle NewGirlInTown. Elaine, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, trying to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, well, okay, new girl. Time to break the chains of winter. Embrace spring. Not that old man winter is making it easy on us. What should we do? What advice do you have?
Well, yeah, the thing is, sure, you can say to yourself, do I just want to go someplace warmer? Do I want to go lie on a beach? I think the main thing is you just want to get out of Dodge. We just, at this point, we all need an attitude adjustment, whether it's someplace that's really not that far away or going a little bit farther afield. And I don't think it's about sitting on a beach per se. I think it's just getting those impulses of spring, whether it's just, you know, breathing the fresh air, seeing some spring blooms, different ways that'll just change your attitude a little bit. And I'm trying to think of things that will keep you outdoors in the fresh air. That's what we all need at this point.
So you brought a Fab Five list, and while several of these are relatively close to home, they may not be top of mind. So what's the first big suggestion on top of your list?
All right. What I'm thinking is we're going to be in the pink, as they say, and we're going to go to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., for the National Cherry Blossom Festival, I've done a couple of times and is always just such a good time. Just seeing those sweet pink blooms on those trees around the tidal basin, it is a sign of spring right there.
I've been there for that, and it is beautiful. And explain where those cherry trees came
from. Well,
you know,
3,000 cherry trees were gifted to the United States in 1912. By the mayor of Tokyo to the city of Washington, D.C., and they were planted, and over the years they were grafted and more were planted and on, and, you know, they ring the tidal basin, East Basin, and West Basin, and you see some of them along the mall. Most of them have the pinkish bloom. Some of them have a whiter bloom, but it's just a riot of color. And this year, the peak bloom is expected between April 8 and April 12. Now, the festival already started about a week ago, and all kinds of fun things around it. There's always the parade. This year, they've added in something called a cherry blast. It's sort of a techno art music dance party. So now, yeah, they're going hip, I guess. But my favorite has always been the Kite Festival, the Blossom Kite Festival on the National Mall, and that is tomorrow. And there's fireworks following it. So that would be a fun time. Hey, just, you know, spur the moment.
Hop in the car right now.
Just go now. 4-hour drive.
It's going to be on a Friday, so.
No, you're there by dinner time.
Sure. I figured you'd want to be on or near the water and in Annapolis. So what about going to the home of the Naval Academy?
You can do that. However, it is indoors. Well, I've taken the tour indoor out. What I'm going to suggest is go sailing. Annapolis Sailing School. They actually have a spring special, Become a Sailor in 1 Weekend. And I actually have taken a sailing class with these folks, and I'm convinced that they can make you a sailor in a weekend, because they almost made me a sailor girl in 3 hours. I was cranking on my little Rainbow 24.
Okay.
It was awesome. So you can do, you can learn on one of the smaller boats. You can, do a 3 or 5 day thing. You can do a larger boat if you want, but you definitely, it'd just be such fun to do some sailing classes on the bay there, Chesapeake Bay. And then, every evening you've got to stop in at the Boatyard Bar and Grill, which is always listed as one of the top 10 sailing bars in the world. Been there, done that. It's an awesome spot. Get the shrimp salad.
And there's a special getaway in St. Michael's, Maryland.
Yes, not far away from Annapolis at all, probably less than an hour. The Inn at Perry Cabin. It's named after Commodore Oliver Hazard Perry. And do you remember what he said that was famous?
Was he the guy that went to the North Pole?
No, that was another Perry,
right.
But you're close. This is the fellow who said, "We have met the enemy, and they are ours."
Oops.
That's what he was known for.
I'll write that down.
Let me tell you, his property, gorgeous, dates to 1816, this whitewashed, rambling property. It's been turned into a terrific resort. It's one of the most comfortable places you'll ever stay, and it's where the wedding reception scene from the Wedding Crashers movie was filled with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. Remember, that was a lovely wedding. This place does a lot of weddings, but it's a great place to, park your head for the evening. Terrific spa, infinity pool, great gardens, and lovely rooms. Really not all that expensive. You can get a really good weekend deal at this time of year. Go.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LeBaum. Again, she tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Asheville, North Carolina is not as hopelessly hip as Austin, but apparently it's getting there.
It is. And, you know, some of the big names have given it some additional cred. This is a little town in the Blue Ridge Mountains. You know, it's a small city. It's long been a haven for artists. But the music scene is really popping up now. And one of the more popular places downtown, the Orange Peel, was recently named by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the top five rock clubs in the U.S. So, you know, they're kind of saying, all right, you are all that. But that's a great spot to listen to music, the Lexington Avenue Brewery, the Gray Eagle Tavern. You'll see musicians just on the street playing. You know, so there's all kinds of ways to embrace and experience music in Asheville. I mean, a lot of people still think, oh, that's where you go see the Biltmore Estate, you know, the old Vanderbilt home. Still the largest privately owned home in the U.S., 250 rooms. I mean, it's
Yikes.
Massive. And you know, it's lovely. You know, it's like our version of Versailles here in America. So, sure, go see the Biltmore. But at night, you know, go listen to some music. It's a good scene in Asheville. And it's only a seven-hour drive from Pittsburgh. Very close.
And the azaleas are probably in bloom in Charleston, South Carolina. We're talking about cherry blossoms in Washington, azaleas in South Carolina. What else is ready to burst forth?
Well, you know, this is a beautiful, beautiful city there near the water. This is usually the order. Azaleas and jasmine this time of year. Then you segue to the gardenias and then the magnolias in bloom in the south. And this will all happen within the next 6 weeks or so. So it's a beautiful time of year to go. And actually,
and the azaleas, that's part of the Masters, too, down in Georgia.
That's right. Yes, in Augusta. Absolutely right. Well, if you can get there in the next couple, 3 weeks, you can actually take part in the 67th Annual Festival of Houses and Gardens in Charleston. I mean, these people can do a home and garden tour like nobody's business. This is your one opportunity a year to see many private homes that are not open for tours any other time of year. And there are some great old homes in Charleston. So that's a terrific reason to go this time of year. And the other thing that you want to do when you get to Charleston is go to McCrady's farm-to-table restaurant for a dinner. A good friend of Pittsburgh is now the dessert chef there, Sean Eland, who for many years was the chef at Kaya. Good guy, getting lots of props. And McCrady's is getting, you know, kudos as one of the best restaurants in the U.S. So have a meal there, too.
Great. Elaine LaBalm tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. She's our travel contributor. Elaine, thank you. Happy spring.
You betcha.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Until tomorrow, so long for now.